From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Journalist Laura Ling and Yuna Lee are heading home from North Korea after 5 months in detention. North Korean leader Kim Jong-il pardoned the pair after meeting with former President Bill Clinton. They're all on their way home. They should be in Los Angeles this morning. Doug Ling says he is grateful to the Clintons for helping his daughter and her colleague.
I think Bill Clinton played a large role in it. Well, Mrs. Clinton did too. Bill Clinton is the logical person to go over.
Ling and Lee were facing 12 years hard labor for their convictions of illegally entering the country in March, allegedly to engage in hostile acts. By the end of tomorrow, President Obama's first U.S. Supreme Court nominee could be confirmed. The Senate started debating Judge Sonia Sotomayor's nomination late yesterday. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
Democrats timed this vote to give President Obama a high-profile win just as senators leave for the August recess. Still, it won't be the bipartisan win that Democrats had hoped for. Most Republicans plan to oppose the nominee. Conservative lawmakers have praised Sotomayor's life story and professional credentials, but they say they don't believe she'll be impartial on the bench. Democrats counter that Sotomayor's 17-year record as a judge shows her to be a moderate, mainstream nominee. Some lawmakers still have not yet said how they'll vote. Hispanic groups are pressuring people to vote yes. In contrast, the National Rifle Association says it will count a yes vote against a senator in the NRA's candidate ratings. A vote is expected Thursday afternoon. That would give Sotomayor about a month to prepare for the new term. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The head of the nation's leading health insurance industry group is crying foul at Democrats' new public relations push for a health care overhaul. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
The latest message from Democrats and President Obama seems to be bash the health insurers. Last week, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called health insurance profits, quote, obscene and immoral. That's not sitting well with Karen Ignani, who heads the group America's Health Insurance Plans.
Attacking our community will not help get anyone covered, nor will it help our country bend the cost curve and make care more affordable for working families and small businesses.
In a conference call with reporters, Ignani pointed out that the insurance industry was one of the first interest groups at the table looking to support President Obama's efforts to remake the health insurance system, but the industry still vehemently opposes a public plan that would compete with private health insurance. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Japanese stock prices closed lower today. The Nikkei average fell by 122 points, or 1.2%. Oil prices remained above $71 a barrel in Asian trading. Benchmark crude for September delivery was up by 14 cents to $71.56 a barrel. This is NPR News. A panel of federal judges has ordered the state of California to reduce its prison population by 44,000 inmates over the next 2 years. More from NPR's Ina Jaffe.
California's prisons were designed to house about 84,000 inmates. They now house nearly twice that many. The justices called conditions in some prisons horrific. Their 184-page order said the convergence of tough-on-crime policies and an unwillingness to expend the necessary funds to support the population growth has brought California's prisons to the breaking point. The order was in response to a lawsuit brought by the Prison Law Office in Berkeley, complaining that the overcrowding endangers prisoners' mental and physical health. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is already planning to reduce the state's prison population by some 27,000 inmates as a cost-cutting move. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is predicting quick approval for an extension of the popular Cash for Clunkers program, which is rapidly running out of money. Demand has been heavy from consumers eager to purchase new cars with federal help. Senate approval of a House-passed measure would send a $2 billion extension of the program to the White House for President Obama's signature. The program gives consumers up to $4,500 to trade in their old gas guzzlers for more fuel-efficient vehicles. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says it has allowed thousands of Americans to buy a new car at a time when the economy is still in recession and needs a boost in consumer spending. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News in Washington.